Welcome back to In-Depth for a second and final interview. It's so nice to have them back in the studio. Sarah Gleach and Tara Winkleman from Nevada Diabetes Association. How are you both?
We are good.
Doing well, thank
cool.
you.
Cool. And you have like a big ol' event coming up pretty soon here. Winter Wonderland, fourth annual.
Yes. So over at the Atlantis on Thursday, February 27th, we are going to be hosting Winter Wonderland, which is a special event with all proceeds that benefit the programs and services through the Nevada Diabetes Association.
Very cool. And it's only been around for 4 years, but how is it? I mean, I'm sure it's grown by leaps and bounds since it started.
Huge event.
Yeah.
Lots of people are coming out, 40 different vendors. And what's great about this event is really, we just want to bring the community together.
Yeah.
You know, we are wonderful here in the Reno, Tahoe area.
We
and
really
let's
are.
Let's celebrate it. So we have vendors that are going to come out with savory and sweet bites, craft cocktails, but it's a competition for them as well.
No
so
way.
They get to go even more creative than they've ever even been in their own establishments. So it's great to get out there and see who's new around town. You're like, right. I really wanted to try them. Or those oldies but goodies that we know and we love so much will be there as well. So just supporting the cause. And like I said, helping all the programs and services for the Nevada Diabetes Association.
That's cool. And you're saying these people get to be more creative. So
yes.
Maybe even if it's a place you've been to a bunch of times,
mm-hmm.
you'll go see them at their booth and it'll be something they've never put on the menu.
Yeah.
Before.
So they're going to be like, okay, well, we want to know right there what people think of said item.
Right.
So this is a perfect way for them to go out. You get
it's
a small
testing
bite.
Ground for them.
Yeah. And it's a gourmet bite. So
right.
we're talking like amazing angel wings over from Bistro Napa with Cliff and Dave and everybody over there. You're going to have Nomnivore that's out there being creative. South Creek Pizza, Napa Sonoma, Verdi Distillery, which has been with us since day one. We're going to have White Russians, cocktails. There's going to be vodka luges from Tahoe Blue. This is a fun event that just celebrates everything that our area has to offer.
That's cool. And now, I mean, are you guys kind of in charge of organizing this shindig?
We are.
Okay.
We are. It takes a village. But
yeah.
Yes, Tara is absolutely our right hand on this, along with Jordan. And so we do about 106 days of programming throughout the year over at the NDA. And Tara does all the program for the support services that we offer with emergency medical programming, support groups, camps, the whole nine yards.
Okay, that's really cool. And Tara, I mean, what's it like? You're talking about, what, 40 different vendors?
Absolutely.
How long does that take to curate this thing?
You know, we're still planning, but everyone has given us a yes, we're in. And
beautiful.
So we are full force ahead. And, you know, just doing this amazing event a year. It's not that expensive to attend. It's only $45 to, you know.
Real? $45?
Yeah.
That's
it.
Nothing
in advance.
With what all the stuff you're getting.
Yeah.
Yeah, $60 day of ticket event sales.
Okay.
And if you want to be a little more exclusive, VIP maybe, $300 will get you a table where you can sit down at, and some people will come and serve you too if you want that cocktail to come and get it.
Okay.
And we have a party package. So girls night out, boys night out as well. People, you can have 8 people for $300, and like I said, every single dollar stays right here in this community.
That's really cool. So what else is on the docket for Nevada Diabetes Association?
Oh my gosh, like I said,
focus and so
106
on.
Days of programming throughout the year. So
yeah.
What does the NDA do? We have an emergency medical program, which Tara is the director of. So if you're having somebody that's like, oh, I have to go to the hospital because I need insulin, you know, medication you need 24 hours a day, give us a call, see if we can help. We have an advocacy program. Our big push right now is getting affordable insulin prices. Our Camps for Kids is where Tara and I actually started as campers ourselves. So it's probably one of the reasons why we're so passionate about this. And then we have the support programs that meet monthly, and we have a new cool support group. So if you know somebody with diabetes, and it's about, you know, a young adult. It's called DKA. Now, if you hear the words DKA, that means usually diabetes ketoacidosis. It's bad. I mean, your body's going into failure. But this cool new group is called Diabetics Kinda Adulting. So we go out. Usually you're
nice
of age.
Nice little play on words there.
That's really
yeah.
clever. Very
and
clever.
Let's celebrate this. So we have a lot of new fun support group programs that are happening. And also new this year at Winter Wonderland, we were like, we want to celebrate what this community offers with diabetes. So we're doing a Diabetes Community Impact Award, the first one that we've ever given out for the association. And we're taking nominations for the next, you know, few days. All you have to do is go to www.diabetesnv.org, hit nominate / and then anybody in the community that you're like, they need some credit. It could be a mom, a dad, it could be a medical practice, but they're doing good work for diabetes and we want to, you know, give them some love.
That's really cool. Is there any like research that you guys help with as far as diabetes goes?
We do, actually.
Okay.
We just did an amazing study over with Dexcom. They are a continuous glucose monitoring system. And so 24 hours a day, you get to see what your blood sugar is, which is amazing. something.
Wow.
But we did. We did some studies at our camps, and we found out that kids that are on these CGMs stay in better control by, like, astounding numbers. So hopefully moving, you know, the whole diabetes community forward on just how we manage this disease.
Right. So 24 hours a day is just, like, up to the minute.
Yeah.
How do you like, kind of view that?
So you can look it out on your phone, your watch. You can even put it on your pump. Tara and I have them on right now. But all throughout the day, you know exactly where you are. And so if you have the data with this disease, it is manageable. So
yeah.
We want to show people that there's new fun and exciting ways. Fun for us. I don't know about anybody else, but exciting ways.
Plus all the data that you collect and you bring to your doctor, it's easier to for them to, like, you know, have everything to get a bigger picture of what's going on in your body. So the more data, the better.
Exactly. More information is always good. Okay, cool. Well, do we know of any other research things happening? How is diabetes, I guess, as a whole looking in this country, in the world?
Well, you know, we're doing some good things here in the United States. Next week, I get to go to a conference called ATTD, which is all the advancements in technology in the diabetes community. So I'm very excited, and I will definitely report back.
Oh, beautiful.
But there's no time like today to have diabetes, and tomorrow's going to be better. But, you know, if you have just some questions, you don't know if you are diabetic, you know, you're 20% of Nevada's population has one of the types of diabetes and doesn't even know it yet. Calm down. Ask us. We have toolkits. Okay. We can get you out there, but we can also get you to the next step. This isn't a bad thing. It's doable.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I know. You're very upbeat and very kind of positive as far as, you know, managing
it. Once you accept it. You know, it's a mindset. So we're like, I'm going to do this. You can't take back anything you did yesterday.
That's
so what
true.
Are we going to do tomorrow?
Yeah, that's an excellent attitude. And well, what's happening pretty soon here, February 27th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Atlantis Grand Ballroom, you said.
Okay. Correct.
At least 40.
$45 in advance.
Vendors. $45 in advance.
Yeah, and 40 vendors.
I'm going to name a couple. I'm probably going to repeat some stuff, but still. Kimmy Candy's going to be there, 1864 Tavern, Batch Cupcakery. Reno Vulcanizing, Mount Rose Drinks. I mean, yeah, it runs the gamut of a whole bunch of stuff.
It's everybody. It's all the, you know, amazing community supporters in our town. Come out and, you know, let's celebrate.
That's really cool. And what other events do you have, even if it's far off in the future?
Oh, gosh. We have Driving for Diabetes, which is presented, sponsored by Radio Vulcanizing. And then we have Battle of the Rattle in September, where people run up Rattlesnake Mountain doing a 5K. It's an extreme 5K, and that is supported by Reno Carson Messenger Service. So
that's really cool.
Lots of fun stuff coming up.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for coming in. You guys really just nailed it. Again, it's one of those things where I ask one question, and you guys just take it from there. So you make my job way easy.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Sarah and Tara.
Thank you.